This episode of the Selling Out Show is brought to you by our partners at Wonky Weeds. All set to relax, sit back, and just let your mind wander freely after a hectic day? Check out Wonky Weeds' delicious Delta 8 edibles. Wonky Weeds Delta 8 comes from U.S. grown hemp, free from chemicals and pesticides. Use code SELLINGOUT20 for 20% off your entire order. You can find their amazing line of products at wonkyweeds.com.
What it does is reaches into your brain chemically and locates your happiest memory chemically, and then locks onto that emotion and freezes it chemically, and then it keeps your happy.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Selling Out Show, where we screw up life at our leisure for your listening pleasure. I'm one of your hosts, Dave Rangoon. And normally, I'm joined by my co-host, Nate Gorzinski, but unfortunately, he's been abducted by either aliens or gypsies. We're not quite sure yet. So in the meanwhile, I am joined by my good pal over here. He's been a contributor to the show in the past. Some of you may know him if you're a longtime listener, and bless you if you are. And he goes by the handle Toby Schofield of the Secret Levels podcast. Toby, how are you, bud?
I am doing wonderful besides technology screwing with us today.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it does. They say it's for your convenience, but we all know how that works, right?
Right.
Oh, this GPS is going to give me an easier route to school, eh? Oh, no. It just dropped me off in Lake Manitoba.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the most stressful thing is GPS is telling you to recalculating. Like, I'm a very stressed out driver as it is. Like, when I get into busy traffic and places I'm not sure of
right,
where to
yeah.
go, and it's like, oh, make a left turn here, and you're like, what, I'm in the three right lanes over. Like,
I know, it's like the worst too when you're going down like the back alleys looking for prostitutes to maybe hook up and kill hook up with, and then it's like, oh geez, it just led me down the wrong way. There's a police station. Oh no, wrong
yeah,
way.
And now
ways.
Now technology just tattles on you because, you know, your phone tells you everyone where you're at with all the Snapchat apps and stuff like that. Everyone knows that you were there at 2 o'clock in the morning. So yep. It's kind of hard to just get away with everything, right?
Yeah, you got that right. I'm a Google guide. I am officially a guide on Google. So they keep track of all my miles, where I've been, what I'm doing it, who I'm doing it with. It's pretty wild
You've
stuff.
They have got you right where they want you.
Yeah. So if you ever look at my Google reviews, you might see some of restaurants I completely crapped on. And one of them I can tell you right now is kind of funny because it was for a park I took my kid to, and I found a dirty rubber hanging up on the swing set there. So I took a picture of that and put that on the old Google guides. I was like, hey, everybody, if you want to play here, that's fine. Just watch out. You might get hepatitis. It could be in the cards. Who knows? Gonna be a little bit careful there. So
yeah.
But that
well, at least they were careful and used a condom. So
yeah, no, this is true. This I didn't think of it from that angle.
Right.
So that's a really that's definitely a glass half full.
Yeah.
Argument, but from you, yeah. So well, hey, you know, it's like if you're gonna have unsolicited sex in a playground, at least you know you're doing it safely.
Right. That's a good thing.
You know,
there's lessons to be learned.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. So, yeah. But hey, you know what, Toby? I got important stuff to talk about. Real big news, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready for this? You going to brace yourself or whatever?
I'm buckled into my seat for some reason. I have a seatbelt in my chair.
Hey, everybody's going to have one.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's your first apartment, you're using an American flag as a curtain. And your furniture may consist of like old car seats. Like, hey, this was a seat of a 96 Volvo.
Right.
And this is what I watch TV in. This is what I do, man.
Got your TV up on some cement blocks and stuff.
Cement. Yeah. Cement it right up. And, you know, earlier I just said, hey, you know, if you are a longtime listener, bless you. If it's your first time, welcome. We love having you. But back to those true blue believers for a minute.
you know, they've been checking us out for a while, so they might be down with the sitch. Know what's really going on with their, you know, host with the most over here, Dave Rangoon. And I just had some surgery, man, and I was really freaked out over it.
Yeah, I mean, I have never had any kind of surgery. I take that back. I had an ingrown toenail. They clipped out. Not very interesting, but it did smell like steak when they used the little heat gun thing.
You know, I'd hate to deviate from this disgusting story that you're about to tell, Tobster. But I'm teasing, big market tease here. Big stuff. Because I was very, very scared. My own mortality was weighing heavy upon me like a coat made out of 20-pound cement bricks you might keep your TV on.
Yeah. But
I've got great news. You know what the great news is?
What is that?
I'm alive! It's raining men! Oh. Hallelujah. Whoa, hold on. Hold on there. That was the wrong music cue. Sorry, everybody. That's some private stock stuff right there for my own personal entertainment. So let's play something more triumphant now, shall we? Oh, yeah, that's more like it. Feel it in your bones, baby. Dave is alive! Yeah! Oh, it feels so good. Toby, you had no idea how fucking scared I was going in. Now, for those who don't know, the surgery itself is a hip replacement, right? And by and large, that's not a dangerous thing. Old people have them all the time. That's been the running gag, is that, you know, hey, you know, Dave, you're only like 40-something years old. You know, you're too young to have this. What's going on here? And
yeah.
If old people have it and they survive it, why can't I? But I got this whole thing about tempting fate. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what
you
mean.
You don't know? Okay, okay. Imagine you lived your entire life. You survived all these things. Oh, I was in a crash, a bus crash. Oh, wow, but I made it. Oh, and then, I don't know, a rock fell on my head, but surprisingly, I survived. And then all of a sudden, one day you're at home, chilling out, making a salad, and you cut yourself with a carrot slicer, and you bleed to death.
Jeez.
Because, you know, you've just gone to the well too many times. You kept going, and eventually, Lady Luck's not going to show you any leg no more. And it's coitins for you.
Gotcha. Okay, I gotcha.
That's what I was worried about for me. I'm like, hey, man, you know, the life I've lived, the question.
You've gambled a little too much.
Yes, exactly. Right. You can't.
Gotcha.
You can't keep going to the casino over and over again without eventually losing your shirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that was the situation I was in here with the whole, oh, you know, they're going to put me under. I'm going to be under anesthesia. And if you've ever been under anesthesia before, you haven't, right?
No,
no,
I haven't.
You only had the Steakum's toenail thing going on there.
Right, right.
But it's basically like saying, okay, I volunteer to die for a period of time. Really, it is. Because, you know, when they put you out, you don't dream, you don't anything. You're out and then you wake up. As if no time has passed at all. You're in stasis.
So if you
travel to Mars, they put you in a pod. You know?
So I need to ask, because I've never had this. Did you dream or anything? No. Like when you?
No, that's what I just said. You didn't hear me. I just said there's no dreaming.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, do you feel well rested when you wake up?
No, you feel like shit.
I guess I was about to say you're coming off drugs and stuff, so I'm sure you're like loopy and not. So that, okay.
You've had people inside you, which is, I know that's something you've been very familiar with. You know, you could probably write a book about that, but I mean, literally, you got people, and in my case, sawing pieces of your bone off, screwing things in, everything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got tubes down your throat and meters and monitors and every other damn thing going on. And then all of a sudden you wake up. Hey, everybody. It's just like the freakiest thing, man. You're just giving yourself to, if you believe in a higher power, you can say, I'm giving myself to God. But at the same time, you're just giving up everything. You don't know. I mean, they make you sign 18,000 friggin' forms about the complications that potentially come from surgery, and in each and every one of them at the end, no matter what, is, and could cause death. This could kill you. We don't know, you know, and I understand it's all legalese, small print with some of the stuff, I guess, as far as like what the possible implications could be, but still they make you sign things that say you could fucking die, you know?
I mean, you know, there's a warning on cigarette labels about, you know, this could cause cancer, and people are just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you just thought this could be the one. This is where, like you said, tempting fate too much, and that this is the small thing that got you in the end. It wasn't,
right,
you know, skydiving off of a bridge or...
Which I wouldn't do, you know, anyway. Because I'm a pussy. But no, I mean, like, that's the thing. You become two people before surgery. And I assume this happens to some other people. Maybe not the ones that are better than me, which is 99% of the population. But still, you're two people. You're the person who's scared, terrified, so worried. And then you're, fuck it, guy. So you flip-flop between those two personalities, where it's like you're gripping, white-knuckling on the ride into the hospital, like, oh, God, they're going to put me asleep. I may never wake up again. I've got to say my last will and testament out loud to somebody. Help me. And then the other person, who cares? Whatever happens, happens, man. People wake up from this stuff every day, every hour of the day, all over the world. You know?
Yeah.
So those are the two folks living in my brain. And on the ride of the hospital, I did have one, like, emotional moment. That was it. Because I was trying to be cool, like, steeled up, you know what I mean? But on the right end, my mother, who had passed away, one of her favorite musicians, or basically her favorite musician, was Stevie Nicks. And a Fleetwood Mac song happened to come on the radio. And right then I was like,
yeah,
you know, and I was a little emotional. But other than that, I just was like, yeah, well, I'm here now. There's no turning back. You know, you kind of jumped into that cage with that lion. And then, so, yeah,
I want to ask, like, how did you, okay, we got to figure out how this, like, came about. Like, did you fall? Did you, just wake up and you're like, man, something's wrong with my hip? Or like, how did you go about finding out, oh, we got to do this whole surgery on you?
I'm not sure if we covered this, the previous episode of the wonderful program known as the Selling Out Show before or not. But if we did, anyway, here's kind of a quick recap. I had a sore leg. Leg hurt really bad. Like, the more activity I do, the more my leg hurt. It's been going on for some months now. And so I went to my regular doctor and she was like, oh yeah, we need to do MRIs and scan you up. And cause no one, you know, when you say, oh, my leg hurts all the time, they don't know what the hell, you know, they're like, well, if it ain't broke, maybe there's something internally going on there. Who knows? And she also, sent me a referral for an ortho. And so I called to make the MRI appointments and like, okay, well, it's going to be like $500 and it's going to take 4 hours. And I'm like, whoa, slow down, Sally. And then let me just go see the orthopedic surgeon first. And, you know, because I had a suspicion it might have something to do with my back because I've had back surgeries in the past. Hence me again, you know, tempting fate with having surgeries and stuff. But I was like, you know, before and I had the back problems, my leg always hurt. It wasn't the same kind of pain, but I'm thinking, hey, you know, maybe put two and two together here. That's what's going on. And then when I saw the doctor, he was like, he wanted me to be more specific than I really was. And he was kind of a strange cat anyway, really terrible bedside manner. So since he wasn't really getting the answers from my mouth that he wanted, you know, how I said it like that. He didn't get the answers from my mouth. Dirty doctor.
I'm wondering where he got these answers now.
Get them from my ass. So he put me on the table.
Oh, jeez.
He rotated my hips.
Yeah.
He swiveled me and I screamed in pain. Oh. Yeah. Motherfucker. Anyway, yeah. So that's basically what happened. He moved my leg and I was like, gah! And he's like, no, let's take an x-ray. And he did, and he looked at my hip joints. He goes, all right, one of them's nice and white and beautiful, and the other one looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. So you get like this avian degeneration thing or whatever. So, you know, for him, it was like, I don't know, nothing. He's like, oh, so we pop it out, bing, bang, boom, you get the surgery. Yay, everybody's happy, go home. And me, I'm like, dude, for real? Like, do I have to do this? And he's like, if you don't, it's just going to get worse, so it's up to you. And I'm like, oh.
Do you think that maybe doctors get a little desensitized to these kind of like things and they're like, ah, yeah, it's no big deal. Like, you know, because they deal with this kind of stuff and they're like, yeah, you'll be fine. Like,
well, doctors, I think already are kind of a interesting breed, right? You get to wonder why doctors, what their motivations are to become a doctor in the first place. Is it money? Because, you know, the pay is good and everything else like that. Is it your love for science, for healing, for helping people?
It's George Clooney.
George Clooney, okay. I mean, my doctor in particular, who will remain nameless, I guess, on this program to protect his practice, because I know so many people will be listening to the Selling Out Show, and if I say any negative things about him, just harass the living crap out of him, because some of you other folks might be Google Guides, too. Does it sound like I'm saying Google Guides or Google Guides?
It sounds like you're saying Google guys.
Oh, Google guys. Yeah.
Google guys.
We're the Google guys. We're a band.
We got t-shirts. We're the Google guys.
We're the Google guys. No, it's like the Van Buren boys. Street gang. But no, where the hell was I? See, look, Toby, you made me fall off track here. But yeah, he's a weird guy. Like I said, he's got no bedside manner. He's very to the point, very direct. Like when you went into his office, he's got like a lot of things that celebrate himself other than just diplomas and awards. He's got like a Wheaties box with his face on it, his own action figure, which I found weird. And another thing, like when you normally go into like an orthopedic doctor's office, they always have jerseys signed by athletes. Cause you know, that's how you get your big cred when you're ortho, right? You're like, hey, this, I work with the pros. Yo.
Right.
So I fix this guy's kneecap or what have you. So I wasn't a big fan of him personally, but hey, you know, I feel like I should be getting a nickel every time I say this, but I Googled him and the reviews were positive. So I said, all right, well, let's rock and roll. Let's do this. You know, let's nip this in the bud and get daddy a new hip. So when you
were saying that he has like, you know, signed sports stuff or whatever, I thought you were going to be like, yeah, he loves himself so much. He's got like his assigned lab coat or whatever it is that the doctors wear, signed scrubs or something that he signed himself and he's got it plastered on the wall.
Well, that'd be a little weird.
Well, he celebrates himself so much. I just kind of was expecting like he's that big of a fan own work.
But the Wheaties and the action figure, that kind of ties into pop culture. And, you know, I was like, wow, that's kind of neat. It was like, hey, that's my shirt. That's the shirt I wore when I went to the gym 5 years ago. So I signed it, I framed it, and I put it on the wall. You'd be like, okay,
There's got to be one very vain person that feels that way. You know, like, yeah, this is the... this is the outfit I graduated medical school in.
Yeah.
It's signed and
a pair of underwear that I was wearing when I lost my virginity back in 1976.
You didn't keep yours?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
Oh.
No, well, no undies to share. But anyway, back to my surgery thing. I don't want to talk about my doctor's underwear anymore. So I get in there. All right. Fast forward here. And, you know, they get you in the prep room where, you know, you get to put on your little Johnny and they get you ready and give you some pills and, you know, just check your vitals and stuff like that. And so the doctor comes in. Now, mind you, I only talked to him for what, like a total of like 8 minutes in the first time I met him. And so he just struts in here, you know, morning time. Hey, how you doing? So, all right. And he pulls out his marker and he starts writing on my knee. I'm like, all right. Okay. And he's like, you know what? You're going to be great. Everything's going to be great. See you later. And then the nurse who was taking care of me is like, hey, wait, why the hell did you write on your knee? I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, you're not having knee replacement surgery. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm having hip replacement surgery. And she's like, hold on for a second. And then she pulls the doctor back in and the doctor's like, oh, hey, sorry about that. And he wipes off my knee, starts writing the same crap on my hip. So that was a little bit of a red flag, I suppose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm already nervous. I'm already kind of like, oh, boy, here we go, you know. And then that happens to me. So... luckily he did get it right, but I mean, what would have happened if the nurse didn't say anything? You know what I mean? I guess malpractice suit. Maybe I just cost myself a massive payday.
You're lucky he wasn't like riding on your chest, like about to perform open heart surgery. It was just like, wait, how does that even happen though? Like,
yeah.
What was he? He was just,
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I assume like maybe he's got like on the spectrum or something. Like really, because the way he talks and everything, he's like I said, he's not very personable. He's not like that kind of cat. So maybe, just maybe, I don't know. He reads so many files in the morning or whatever, or maybe he had a surgery prior to mine. I don't know, dude. I really don't know.
But the scariest thing I've ever heard.
No, it sucked. I was like, what? You know? And
what if you were having your leg like amputated and he cuts off the wrong one?
Come on, listen now. We're like in this. Let's talk about the same realm of you know, doctoring. Is that the right word? Surgery. But I mean, you wouldn't. He doesn't perform open heart surgery. That's out of the realm of possibility. That's
right, what I'm saying. Right.
It's going to be something with my bones. So I mean, I would have obviously the way he was marking me would have woken up with a new kneecap and still had a bum hip. But like I said, I probably could have sued the ever living shit out of him.
Then you would have had the money for the new knee and the new hip. So you would have been like halfway new on one side of your body.
No, I wouldn't have done that. I would have taken that money and bought myself a floating chair so I never have to sully my foot with their feet with the ground again. That's what I would do. You like my new hover chair, Doc? I bought it with the money I got from your practices. I bled you dry because you gave me a new hip without my permission. So, yeah. But anyway, I guess I don't want to get too far, you know, boring people half to death, like, oh, yeah. And then I was sitting here and then I read a magazine and then this happened or whatever. But I went through the surgery. I woke up and boy, oh, boy, it looks like a shark took a bite out of me. Literally, like my hip is, looks like Frankenstein. Did I send you a picture of my hip?
No, you didn't.
Oh, let me do that right now. Where's my phone? I'm going to send you a picture while we're on air so we can get a reaction. Get in time. Legitimate. Okay, let me master technology. Speak while I'm doing this. Talk to our audience.
Audience, I could go back to that the toe steak smell story if you want.
No. Scratch that. I'm gonna get really fast on sending this picture here.
How long ago was the surgery?
About 2 weeks ago.
At this
now.
Point, 2 weeks.
Yeah. So now, I'm about 2 weeks out.
So are you getting around at all, or is it like pretty sore still?
Oh, it's sore as a motherfucker. Let me tell you right now, my Ooh. Oh, you see it.
Ooh.
That's your reaction, huh?
How many staples is that?
A lot of staples. My hip looks like Frankenstein's forehead or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude. I'm hoiting.
Are you still stapled up like that?
Yeah, I gotta go see the doctor tomorrow. They're probably gonna take him out, to which I'm dreading that as well.
Oh, I bet.
Add insult
Holy
to injury.
Smokes.
I gotta go in there tomorrow. They're gonna pull these stupid staples out of my hip, provided they can't, you know, the wound is healed good enough. So it's like, oh, nightmarish. But let me tell you, let me just get to the point of this whole thing is that, you know, surgery sucks, right? Nobody likes surgery. Pain sucks. We all hate pain. But there's even worse aspects to this, okay? Number one is the fact that I cannot shower or haven't been able to shower for 2 weeks. So some of you may be wondering, well, Dave, how do you keep yourself clean?
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Which is true. It is the truth. I'm giving myself a hose bath. You know, like lot lizards at a truck stop. That's what I'm doing. I'm wetting. I'm using wet naps, baby wipes, towelettes, anything to moisturize my skin and wash my body with some semblance of soap, which is a nightmare for me because I'm a showerholic, dude. I shower at least 2-3 times a day. So for the last 2 weeks, it's been a mess. I stink.
That's your poor wife.
What? Poor her what?
I mean, you're not getting fully clean. I mean, you.
What kinda... do you think I'm doing? I'm like rubbing my balls in her face. Like, hey, check these stinkers out. Hey,
if she's lucky, hey.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that because another problem that when you have a surgery like this, you're incapable of doing certain things that you were very fond of before. And in my case, I have been unable to get a little bit of the...
Punani. Yeah. Punani.
Punani. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, listen, there's really going to come a time where my hip is back in action, and I'll be ready to start moving again, you know what I mean? My hip game will be strong. I'll be performing my action back to top 10 levels like I had it before, because that's what I'm known for, right? The ladies love Dave Rangoon because I work my hip. I know how to work it, know how to move it, know how to do what I got to do. But anyway.
Magic Hip Dave. I've heard it.
Yeah, you have. You've seen it written on those said truck stop bathroom stalls. That's what you've seen. But that's the thing, man. It's like I can't shower and I can't bang. Those are two things I can't do. So it's like, okay, I can't move my leg. My leg is like hurting like a son of a bitch. I'm in physical therapy, obviously. I got to take some pain meds. There's another thing, too. It's like when you're in the hospital, hey, here's all the morphine you need. We're going to get you through this. And then the moment you get discharged, like, okay, here's some weak-ass pills. Don't overuse them because we're not going to give you any more. Now get the fuck out of here. So you'd be real careful how you take your pills and how you manage your pain at home. So, yeah, so crappy pain pills, no showers, no poon. And, yeah, it sucks. Sucks,
man. Sounds miserable.
I wouldn't wish this upon anybody. And here's the worst, okay? They said the new hip replacement only lasts around 20 years. So you're telling me I'm going to have to do this again when I'm in my 60s?
Yuck.
No. I, like I said, there better be a floating chair a hover chair like Professor X or something from X-Men, the cartoon, in the future, because I can't do that. No way.
Right.
Too much. Don't like
now, it. Now, what is exactly the replacement? Like, I have no clue. Like, do they... I'm going to sound stupid no matter what I say right here.
What they do is, you know where your normal like hip joint is a ball?
Yeah.
Like they're in a socket. So what they do is they replace it with a...
tennis ball.
No, it's a ceramic hamster wheel. And they put a little robotic hamster that runs those little batteries, those little round batteries that are always hard to replace. You know what I mean? That they kind of use in your key fob for your car. And that thing runs around in that wheel really, really fast. And when it creates enough kinetic energy, your leg starts moving uncontrollably. And that's how you get around.
And you just have to learn how to walk with it like that, all crazy-like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. Cool.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I mean, I seriously move. I seriously have no idea what is, like, when someone's like, oh, I had a knee replaced. Like, do they put plastic or some kind of metal? Or
mine is metal and ceramic. So I have a little ceramic ball, but it's like in a middle, little metal cup on one side. And then there's like a metal... like a lacrosse stick stuck to my leg. So that's where it combines, you know, and they also had to like cut into the meat of my legs, my muscles and stuff, and reattach pieces around and sinewy kind of stuff so that my muscles will control it. So yeah, there's a lot going on down there. I refuse to watch any YouTube videos regarding the surgery before I had the surgery. And to be quite honest with you, I don't even care now. I just want the fucking thing to work.
I mean, I know what I'm going to YouTube after we get done with this.
Go for it. Knock yourself out.
Because now I'm curious because, you know, I, like I said, no surgeries, so I don't know what anything's like.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yep. Just Google hip surgery, hip replacement surgery, and I deserve another nickel for naming the big G. So, yeah.
Google guys.
So, yeah. So that's that. And then here I am talking to you today, and I was very eager to get back on the radio and discuss this with everybody. Hopefully I've been able to articulate the process well enough where you can understand that it completely sucks and you shouldn't do it unless you just cannot walk whatsoever. That's one thing, man. I do regret it every day. And everybody keeps saying to me, oh, hey, man, it's cool. You're going to feel so much better when this is all said and done. Okay, great. Wonderful. Yeah, I get it. In a few weeks, I'm going to start feeling better again. La-di-da-di-da. But what I had to go through to get there, no. You know, I'd rather just take a bunch of pain pills. I'd rather be a fucking drug addict taking pain medication every day of my life until I reach a certain age to which I say, you know what? I'm already 65, 70 years old. Now take the damn thing out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to go through this again? No, I don't want to do that. No. Nope. No thanks.
You're missing something, though. There's a key component here. You need to now get some kind of really cool cane just to help out, like something that's got like a snake head at the end of it or something, but also has like a dagger inside of it so you can stab your enemies. You know, something cool.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me cue some cool cane music here. Let me get something going on.
Yeah.
Here we go. A little whoop whoop. I'm walking down the street with my cane, like a crystal on the end of it. You know what? Because what was the guy? John Hammond. I'll have like a little amber piece with a mosquito at the end.
Maybe not.
the whole point is I shouldn't have to walk with a cane. You see? So that's the point, is that this whole surgery was so I wouldn't have to. Right now I have a walker, which is also weird.
Yeah, I bet so.
Yeah. You bet so?
I bet it's very weird walking with a walker.
Yes, it's odd. I mean, and the other thing, too, is I have stairs in my home, so going up and down stairs is sucky. That's what I mean. The whole thing sucks.
Oh, yeah. Nothing sounds like it's going your way with this whole entire situation. No. You almost had surgery on your knee. Stairs. No punani.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you say that again? You call it punani.
Punani.
That's a weird way to say it. I just say punani. Yeah. You say punani. I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, it's a Texan thing, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, you fucking Texans. I had to have my surgery in Texas, too. Jeez Louise. And, you know, every hospital here, too. It's like I went to a hospital called Methodist. I don't even know what a Methodist is. Can you tell me what a Methodist is?
Everything has to have a
religious designation. And they asked me, too. You know, that's the other thing, too. You sent all those papers about dying, and they're like, hey, so in this case, we need to call a priest or anybody. What's your, you know... religion. I'm like, what? No, I don't want to designate any of that stuff.
Oh, Satan.
No, well, geez, come on now, guy. I don't want to go that far. I was thinking something more comical. Like, I don't know, I go to the Church of Banana Day Saints, the Chiquitas, or something, and they gotta I don't know, bring a banana vendor to my bed on my to make my last wishes come true. I don't know.
So but, call like Dan Aykroyd or something, just something really random. So Dan Aykroyd's like, who? What?
Yeah, Ray's occult books. Yeah, I'm sure he'd just fucking hop up, whatever he's doing, and be like, hey, there's some weird random guy. He listed me as an emergency religious contact down in Dallas, Texas. Gotta go, babe. I think he's married to Donna Reed, too. He's probably still a smoke show. She's probably like 80,000 years old. She's probably hot as hell.
Right.
But yeah. But anyway, enough about that. I'm alive. I'm good. I'm going to make it. I want to get on air and I want to talk to everybody and let them know I'm okay. Cause I had a few people concerned for my well-being and I appreciate that. And I did post something on Instagram, the Selling Out Show at Instagram. Wait, not at Instagram, on Instagram at Selling Out Show. I had that all backwards cause I'm a moron and I am on pain meds right now. So la-di-da-di-da, everybody. if I screw shit up, I've probably been doing it the whole time and not even noticing it. So what? I have an excuse. I guess there you go. That's a good thing. I have an excuse for everything. Hey, man, you just made a fool of yourself online on this podcast for the last 30 minutes. Dude, I just had hip replacement surgery. I'm on pills. I'm suffering. Oh, it's okay. This one slips through the cracks. Mulligan.
Now, be careful with medicines and going online, Roseanne. We remember what happened to her a couple
what
years ago.
What did she do? She was on Ambien or something? And she was
So I don't even remember what she tweeted. Something that was just like really like, whoa, whoa. And then she's like, oh, yeah, sleeping pills or whatever it was. Yeah. an allergy pill. It made me crazy.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I'm not an anti-Semitic or hateful person. So I don't think anything like that's going to come flying out of my mouth anytime soon. But, you know, as far as stumbling over my own words and maybe mispronouncing things or using stuff out of context, that's probably been happening. So feel free to let me know what I screwed up any way you want to. Messenger Pigeon, that Instagram I just mentioned, you can write us an email, sellingoutshow@gmail.com, or I don't know.
Leave a Google review.
Leave a Google review with the Google guys.
The Google guys.
That's right. All right, anything else you want to talk about my surgery? Any more questions you want to ask me, Toby? You want to interview me any more about my woes?
I mean, was there different styles of hip? Like, did they come in and like one's like leopard print and they show you and like, do you like this style? Yeah. And
it's like when you select your credit card now, they have like licensed one. You can get a Disney one.
Right.
You know, mine looks like a cassette tape. So I figure next time my hip just screws up, I can just stick a pen in there and just kind of crank it. And it's going to be
right.
Nope. As far as I know, they're all pretty standard. Even though, you know, you just made me think of something fairly significant. I wanted to ask. I completely forgot to, like, ask for the brand. It's probably, like, in a piece of paper they gave me. They gave me, like, a fucking War and Peace of paperwork. So it probably says this was made by, like, I don't know, fake company name here. You know. Give me a fake. I'm asking you. Come on. Give me a fake company name. Oh, God.
Did you put me on the spot?
Oh, God.
I was trying to think of like hip and like Mart, but hip then like Mart, I was like, well, no, that's not the brand.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to see. Oh, your replacement's from Hip Mart, the hip replacement superstore. Discounts galore. Come see Uncle Ed. Everything's on fire.
Everyone here is a hipster.
Yeah, there you go. What was the one from Terminator? Skynet.
Oh, remember? Gotcha.
So there you go. It is all my hip replacements via Skynet. All right. So let's get off of that. Let's get off of my hip like my doctor did that first meeting. my cries of pain probably gave him an erection. I don't know. He didn't say to me, too. He's like, hey, I'm supposed to be hurting people. That's what I do. Okay, jerk off. But you know what doesn't hurt, Toby? Something that's not painful, something that's not inconvenient, something that you can like totally enjoy in life. Without any baggage, any problems, and guess what? You don't even need insurance to enjoy it. Those are the partners of this program. That's
oh yeah,
and we got a few of them, and I want to mention them right now because we get some cool coupon codes, or actually just one coupon code, singular, not plural, but it's applicable to pretty much all the promoters here, and it's a really darn good one. So first up, AlpineHemp.com. The CBD revolution has arrived. if you haven't been taking CBD or have tried CBD to heal you or deal with a lot of ailments that you have in life, whether it's any kind of pains, aches, or even stresses, now's the time to check them out at alpinehemp.com. Look, they got every product under the sun you can think of. Even if your cat or dog is stressed, which does happen, they got pet products, baby. They got it all. Oh, you know what? I'm not really cool with taking capsules or taking pills. I got a gag reflex. Hey, I don't blame you. You can take a tincture or get an oil or even get a vape juice with CBD in it to help you out there. So make sure you check them out. Also in that same category, deathbygummybears.com and wonkyweeds.com. Now they got your deltas over there and they got your CBDs over there. So they're definitely worth checking out. Northlandvapor.com. Now Northland Vapor is the only e-liquid that I will in fact vape. And I am a heavy vapor. As a matter of fact, when I was in the hospital, I was vaping in my room. I'm not kidding. But I was Mr. Incognito Mosquito. I felt like crap. I'm like, hey man, I need some of my blue Raz from Northland Vapor. So like a kid about to get in trouble for like reading in his bed, I'd tuck my head underneath my blankets and be like, there we go. Hopefully no one comes in my room in the next 5 minutes because I just freaking chimneyed the place out. But listen, Northland Vapor is awesome. All their e-liquids are diketone and artificial sweetener free. So even if I was breaking hospital rules, I was doing it in a more healthy way. Okay. So definitely check them out at northlandvapor.com. Now, all those companies I just named, not only do they have great stuff to sell you that you should be checking out because Christmas is right around the corner, stocking stuffers, people, but now you can save 20% off your entire order with code SELLINGOUT20. That's right. SELLINGOUT20 saves you 20% off everything. And then last but not least, we have Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is a lubricant used by professionals in the adult film industry, but why let them have all the fun? Now you can have Spunk Lube delivered discreetly to your front door by visiting spunklube.com. Try them today and you can thank me later. All right, that does it with our promos here, our little spots. But normally we would have a Nate's Notes segment. Nate, obviously, he's not here. He's, like right. I said, he's in parts unknown. Getting prodded, things are happening to him. I don't want to
gypsies
could have been. I don't really want to elaborate too far into that or kind of speculate what could be happening. Use your imagination. If you like Nate in that kind of way, start thinking kinky shit. Just make sure you get the Spunk Lube ready. So I guess we're gonna wrap up the show with a little just freeform convo. How does that sound, Tobster?
Hey, I'm all for that.
Yeah, you down with that? Because something's really been pissing me off. I'm annoyed.
No. What's that?
Okay, I'm gonna sound like an old fogey here, but hey, you know, I get the fake hip. There's another thing I can get away with now, right? I got a fake hip. I can be get off my lawn.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's one of the like card carrying membership things that you need to be a grumpy old man now. Right. So you're pretty much getting there, right?
Yeah, I'm playing a grumpy, curmudgeonly old fuck bingo. YouTube. Okay, I got a 10-year-old son. He likes YouTube. I get it. Kids are all addicted to YouTube. I probably talked about this ad nauseum in the past, but recently he's been watching these shows, and they're like pranks, and they're being performed by people who already have different programs on YouTube about video games, like they do their Minecraft videos or whatever, which I found harmless enough when they were on. One of them, I know the guy's name is Preston. But that's all the information I'm going to give out. So if you know what I'm talking about, great. If you don't, I'm not like giving more clues because I don't want to promote them at all because I'm about to complain about them. And when he watches these prank videos they put together, he is laughing, man. He is laughing his ass off like nobody's business. And I enjoy laughter. Who doesn't? Laughter of a child. It's a beautiful thing. It should bring a warmth to your heart and soul. But then you want to be involved. So you go, hey, man, what are you watching? Let me check this out. And you sit down with them and you start noticing these are all a bunch of rich, privileged fucking white kids doing the stupidest pranks that aren't even one fucking funny thing about him. Like one thing they were doing, okay, a guy's got a house. He's got his own house on a little private island here in Houston. And so the whole gimmick was, we're going to keep him trapped in a ball. You know, like one of those giant hamster balls they have that humans can fit into. And while we go trash his house. And so they're like slapping baloney on his mirror. And they're acting like this is the funniest thing or worst prank they could ever conceptualize on the face of the earth. And one thing is low stakes. And I get it because, you know, you own all this stuff and you're trying to make content. You don't really want to trash the things that you own. You're trying to make it seemingly look like you're having a great time pulling these crappy pranks. But then I was like looking at my kid, and he's too young for me to mention it, but I wanted to be like, oh, if you only knew like the old Big Brother videos or Jackass or like those guys were right. Legit. Those guys were dangerous. That was funny. You know what I mean? Like when I think it was like the first, was it the Jackass movie when Danger Aaron pretends to be a terrorist and like they glue all the pubes to his face and he has no idea his pubes, but they hired the cab driver. And these are all spoilers if you haven't seen it. But I mean, at the time, playing a prank on the prankster himself and then doing it in such a gross, raunchy manner that they did, that was like hilarious, man. I'm like, that was like next level shit. You know what I mean? And it's not like these guys were all came from money and whatever, make money from just like posting crap online. That's not even original. Yet here my kid is just having the best time of his life watching these carbon copy pieces of junk come up with crap that I could have probably just crapped out on a random Sunday afternoon. But you know what? Maybe I envy him. I don't know, because they can get away with it. Or maybe I just hate him because they're talentless hacks. I don't know. Thoughts?
Do you feel that these pranks are so like lame, like kind of weak sauce kind of pranks? Do you think it's because they are rich kids, so they haven't really had bad things happen to them, so like they don't really know the real world? Or like you said, is it just to like, oh, we're doing these things, but really we don't want to mess up this expensive house and, you know, we're responsible.
I'm glad you brought that up because I do think they recognize their audience. Okay, they probably realize their audience is between the ages of, like 8 and 16, right? So the last thing you want to do is anything too nefarious or bad to which a parent's going to complain or something. They're going to get pulled off a YouTuber.
True.
Well, you know, I understand all that and stuff, but I mean,
lose their ad revenue.
Yeah, you don't want that because obviously they're making a bunch of it. Like, they got merch and everything else or whatever. But the fact is, like, they're not even trying to, I don't know, man. Like, the pranks are like, oh, he's buried his shoes in sand. Wait till he gets a load of this. It's like, okay, man, I just don't like what you're selling. I don't like the way that you're promoting it. And it's not really a prank. It's not even, I don't know. It's just so fake. It's so scripted. It's so, like, here's the other thing, right? And I'm sorry. I just mentioned earlier, like, I really hope I'm articulating this stuff well. Pain pills. Sorry, guy. but like, listen, like I just said, it's scripted and what have you. The guy's trapped in his little bubble over there. Do you really think he'd be like, oh yeah, totally, like squirt ketchup all over my house? Do you know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't want his crap trashed. That's where he lives,
right?
Supposedly everything else. So I think the most riskiest thing they did in fact do was slap baloney on his mirror. Oh no, you need some Windex, my bad, you know.
So
pussies.
Yes, I agree with you. Those are pretty lame, but here's the alternative. Like, I love pranks. A good prank is great, but I don't like the pranks where they physically mess with people. Like dump water on just someone walking by. Like they're in a city and they just dump water on someone as the prank. Like, you just ruined someone's day. Like, they could be going to work. They could be, I'm an adult. I don't have time to have water poured on me and, you know, get me all soaking wet. That's a bad example as a dumbass prank, but like, I see people that are just shopping around Walmart or something and they'll put boxes over people's heads. And I think those are just, they're not funny because you just piss people off. Mm. And then the creator wants to act like the victim when this person wants to beat the living shit out of them because they don't want to have any of that nonsense that day. You know, I like when the prank, have you ever seen those? I don't mind scare pranks, like when they get out of an elevator and there's an evil clown or something. I think those are funny because it doesn't cause any kind of damage to any of the items I'm holding on me, or it doesn't change my appearance unless I shit myself, I suppose.
There you go. Right. You just took the words out of my mouth. You pissed your pants.
Yeah. But like the ones that like leave something like I've seen people where they like, they'll throw like flour or baby powder at people. And it's like, yeah, I mean, you can dust that off, but that's still like an inconvenience. Like, why the fuck did you mess with me? I don't know you, just for your YouTube channel and your clicks. Those are the ones I don't like.
Yeah. Well, that's so my adolescence right there. I would have been famous if we taped half the crap we did when we were kids.
Well, see, and I would have done the same shit. I was a little punk ass skateboarder kid when I was younger. We stole curbs and picnic tables, and like we fucked with people and we thought we were fucking way cool. But I'm an adult now, so I see that other side of like, I wouldn't want to be messed with. I wouldn't want, you know, I don't know. I just,
yeah, I know. I, yeah. Maybe too, it's me, because these kids are driving Teslas, and like I said, have their own, like, you know, few-story homes and everything else, because they're making money off of YouTube, doing, like, this thoughtless, idiot crap. I'm like, what are you contributing to society? Have you written a story? Have you, like, written a song? No. We just, again, I'm going to keep it, this is going back to the well. Slap bologna on a mirror, or tie our shoelaces together, you know, and like I said, there are all these rich white kids who are doing it, making even more money, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Fucking
it. Well, see, I would rather my kid learn these dumb pranks where you're like, oh, yep, you got me, rather than get in some real trouble trying to recreate Jackass stuff, you know, or get hurt. Super. Now, I want my kid to have a little fun, explore, and have some stories, but I don't want him to, you know, swallow a goldfish and try to puke it up.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just shouldn't even talk to you about this. Now I feel bad for bringing it up. See what you did.
Well, it's like trying to balance, like, I get where, like, how fun, like, the Jackass style stuff but now as an adult, I'm like, well, maybe those innocent pranks aren't so bad.
Let's cut all this out and just get to the root of the problem here. I don't like them because they're making a ton of money and they're very unoriginal. How's that sound?
Hey, I'm with you. Have you seen that Ryan's toy reviews?
Yeah, sure.
This little kid, I don't know what the channel is. I just know of it because my kid used to watch it. And I remember one Christmas walking down the toy aisles, that little fucker, and I hate to say that, but that little fucker has toys on the Walmart shelves.
Yeah.
Ryan's toys. It's ridiculous. I think he's got a video game. Yeah. There was a video game.
Make a bank, bro. He's Jeff Bezos, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we dumb for not making our kids, like, you know, Mobiles? Review toys?
Yeah, I don't
make
know.
Bad pranks? Like, should we be pushing our kids to do this?
I know. I was always, like, afraid perverts would be watching the video. I don't want my kid on, like, YouTube or, like, some weirdo with, like, a weird fetish can watch something. But I was like, I should have done that. I really should have. We could be making a lot of money, apparently, doing this kind of thing. Because that's the other thing. Kids will click on anything.
Yeah.
So it's like if they link, okay, the slapping baloney video, which sounds perverse and dirty the way I just said it, and I've been talking about it a lot, so that's really weird too. But anyway, they throw a link. Okay, watch this video. Watch that. The kids just go, okay, click, 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 click.
Right, just one after another.
Everybody's getting their clicks. Everybody's getting their views. Biggity bam, biggity boom. So yeah. Hey, you know something that's been weird that I've been doing on my whole rehabbing from surgery thing too? I gotta get up and walk around. That's one thing that's been surprising people. It's like the day of the surgery, they get you up, man, because they don't want your blood clotting in your legs and stuff. But when I got downtime, I've been doing a lot of reading, but I've been watching obscene amounts of television. When I say obscene, I already did watch obscene amounts of television. So stack that obscene on top of another obscene. And for some reason, out of just pure laziness, I just would watch Shark Tank, or I have been watching Shark Tank incessantly. It's just like an easy thing to digest. I could do other things while it's on, that kind of thing with Shark Tank.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm watching these old episodes of Shark Tank, and then I'm Googling these these companies that made deals to see how they panned out after, you know, they made the deal with Mark Cuban or Mr. Wonderful or whatever. Most of them fail. Like 90% of them, I want to say, I'm just throwing out a random number, but there's a lot, don't make it, or they did not fulfill the deal, or things just didn't go their way.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's been my life for a while here. Just sitting there. I want to say it again. Researching on the internet what happened to these companies on Shark Tank. So yeah, Shark Tank, too much for me, guy. They all become chum in the water, these people.
I kind of used to do the same thing with Hell's Kitchen. Which was the show where Gordon Ramsay would go to the, like, other restaurants and be like, when was the last time you cleaned this freezer? And he'd bitch about everything.
A little mouse would scurry across the countertop.
Yeah. I loved how bad that show was. But that's the one thing I always wondered. Like, I love the episodes where they're like, you know, they have a recap of like 3 years ago, we came and visited Bob and Linda. And I referenced Bob's Burgers by accident. Anyways, okay. Bob and Linda's restaurant, and they're doing better now, or they closed down shop. Like, I always like those update videos.
It wasn't Hell's Kitchen, because that's his competition show. But nightmare. Exactly.
Kitchen
what
nightmare?
Yeah. Something like that.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's, yeah, we're idiots.
He's got like 40 shows.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him too. He's just as bad as the YouTube kids, yeah. You know?
Fucking guy.
Asshole.
He's got a face like a bulldog, that son of a bitch. Yeah. But yeah, you gotta do the research, right? You gotta find out what happened to these, you know? And like you said, they show you some of the recaps, like same thing on Shark Tank. Hey, what happened with the people who invented the cooler that has a radio built into it or whatever? Oh, okay, we sold $50 million worth of sales in the last 5 years. Okay, well then, yet again, you go online, you're like, failure, 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 failure. Wow, holy cow. So the other thing too is this whole, anybody who's familiar with the show, you go on, you dictate the terms, you say, this is what I want for how much equity in my company. You present the company the idea. Even if you get a great idea, they really only care about how you're doing in sales because they want to make their money back on the investment, you know? But every single one of them always overvalues, excuse me, their company. They always go in and say, oh, I want $1 million for 10%. And the valuation is crazy off whack. Every single one of them. I think like that's a mandate when you go on the show. Like, oh, you know, I have a reasonable offer for the Sharks. And the producers are like, no. You got to go in there and demand like 10 times more than that so they can, you know, rag on you and make fun of you. Because, you know, yet again, it's scripted. But yeah.
You know, I honestly think like a lot of the Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares? Whatever. Yeah. I think a lot of that is not maybe 100% scripted, but they play with the camera cuts and like what the order of stuff happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, nothing's natural. Nothing. Not even this right now. This is natural. I have someone holding up a cue card telling me to tell you right now that this is not natural. And to make sure that you download all the episodes of The Selling Out Show whenever you can and to tell your family and friends about it right now. Thank you, Jeeves. So, yeah. Yeah, no, nothing's real. Everything. I'm fake. Because I got a fake hip. Everything's fake.
Right, yeah.
We gotta get out of here, Toby. What are you gonna say? Because I'm trying to kick us out. I
was gonna ask, what's the next body part you're gonna get replaced?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I have no idea, no clue. I don't even want to know. Let it be a surprise. I was saying to my wife, you know, the whole thing too about the surgery thing is like you're so nervous when you go in there, and then like they have to give you the anesthesia to make you kind of happy and then fall asleep. I would rather just be tranked like an animal. You know, like, yeah, someone just
one quick, like, dart gun, like,
yeah, I'm just like living my life ordering coffee or something. And then all of a sudden, like, a dart hits me in the ass and I fall asleep. They drag me to where they're going to take me.
You don't even know what.
No, I don't even sign anything. I don't even do anything.
You're at Starbucks, like, ordering, like, yeah, I want to try this. And you just hit the ground and they just.
I would never drink Starbucks, okay? First and foremost. But yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm in the line at Walmart or something, checking out, self-checkout, beep, beep, and all of a sudden, in my neck, I just pass out. And see, I wake up and I've had, like, Botox, like, I don't know, liposuction, all kinds. What happened here? That'd be a good service to offer. That'd be my new company. I'll bring that on Shark Tank. We will trank your loved ones. And if they've ever wanted an elective surgery, we'll give it to them, provided you say it's okay and they wanted it. We'll do it for him, okay?
Yeah, I was about to say, how many lawsuits are going to be for, like, guys being like, yes, my wife wants the biggest breast you can give her.
We'll kind of be like a satellite operation. We'll be moving around from town to town in a van. We won't have one base operation, you know? We'll be like Jack of Orkian. But, yeah, totally. But, anyway, we got to get out of here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here kind of stuff, because I definitely have to go take another pain pill. Sitting here is killing me.
Oh, that sucks.
I watched, before we go, Grim Cuddy this morning. Have you heard of Grim Cuddy?
I have not.
It's on Hulu. You have Hulu?
I do have the Hulu.
Okay, if you guys
the premium one. Oh. No commercials, too.
Oh, commercials are terrible.
Baller here.
Oh, on Hulu, commercials are the worst.
They are. They're so bad.
I was trying to watch that new show, The Patient, with Steve Carell, and like it'd stop every minute and a half with Hyundai and then fucking whatever commercial. I'm like, Jesus, there's more commercials than there is show.
Right.
Thought we cut our cable cords for this crap. We lost control. That's what we did. But Grim Cuddy was it was all right. I didn't know why I brought it up. I'm not even that enthused about it. You think if I was talking about it, I'd be like, oh, it was a great movie.
Yeah, I was expecting you to hype it up, not like leave it on a wet fart. Like, meh, it's a movie.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think it's socially relevant to technology, and as a parent, like how kids use technology and stuff like that. So if you're like into that kind of thing, the whole like the allegory, maybe, I don't know if the allegory is even the right way to say it. Anyway, yeah, that's that. So yeah, Toby, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah,
I appreciate you filling in for Nate.
Well, I appreciate you asking me.
It's good talking to you again after such a long time. It's been so long.
It has been a while.
I know. The worst, too, is it's been so long. It's been months and months I haven't spoken with you. And then I'm like, hey, how you doing, man? How's everything going? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had nothing to report. I don't know. That's kind of boring, I guess.
That's good. Good to know. Everything's just okay. It's all right. Month after month, day after day, hour after hour, second to second. Everything's okay, man. It's all good.
Just living life.
There you go. Keep living it. Do you want to hype anything or promote anything before I kick you out of here?
Yeah. You know, you can go check out my retro video game review show called Secret Levels Podcast. It's on all the major podcasting platforms. You can go to badsecretmedia.com to find all the stuff I'm a part of and whatnot. I've been streaming on Twitch on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Lately, we've been watching some old commercials. During October, we watched a bunch of different like Halloween type commercials and stuff, and they're so bad, they're good.
Wonderful.
You wouldn't think you'd want to watch commercials, but it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah,
so
that's the good stuff right there, right? Just like mock it, make fun of it.
Oh yeah, that's all we do. And there's a bunch of friends on there, and we just cut up and laugh about it. But I also play video games on there, so Toby Von Doom on Twitch and Toby Von Doom on Twitter and Instagram and all the other stuff. So yeah,
wonderful. All right, well, that does it for this installment of the Selling Out Show. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to tune in. Virtual hugs for all of you. I am Dave, that is Toby, and this has been the Selling Out Show. Wake up to the devil.